Welcome, listeners, to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Let's begin in a funky vein with Joshua Redman and his Elastic Band from the album Momentum. Goes back to 2005. We're going to hear Put It In Your Pocket.
We'll be right back. Sunshine. bees and things and flowers. Just bees and things and flowers. Just bees and things and flowers. My life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Yeah. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks getting down in the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks getting down in the sunshine. In the sunshine, in the sunshine, in the sunshine, in the sunshine, oh, in the sunshine, in the sunshine, in the sunshine.
Let's start at the top with Joshua Redman's Elastic Band from the album Momentum. We heard Put It In Your Pocket, a great collection of players on that. On this particular track, it was Questlove on drums, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Nicholas Payton on trumpet, and Joshua Redman not just playing tenor saxophone, but also organ, clavinet, and synth bass on that. After that, we heard from a fine trumpet player, Takuya Kuroda is his name. The album is Rising Sun, and this is one of many collaborations that Takuya Kuroda has done with the singer Jose James. On this one, it's also got on keyboards Chris Bowers, Solomon Dorsey on bass, Nate Smith on drums, and Corey King on trombone, along with Jose James, who provided the vocals and was the producer for that. And the last thing you heard was a group called the Ezra Collective out of England. And this is a single that they did as part of the Blue Note Reimagined series, where they take some classic Blue Note recordings and modernize them, and these are played by young musicians. And the Ezra Collective is a British group reworking the Wayne Shorter classic Footprints. And I'll give a shout out on that to my son-in-law, who is also named Ezra and has been so wonderful in making our move to San Diego such a good experience. So thanks, Ezra, for that. We're going to continue on with another young player. This is Allison Neal, alto saxophone player. I heard this on a Apple Music playlist and really dug it, and I've heard a couple more tracks from this album. We're going to hear one entitled Motion, featuring the guitarist Peter Bernstein. This is Allison Neal. Thank you. The last thing you heard is from Joel Ross, a brand new release on Blue Note Records. Joel Ross, just a great vibraphone player. Young, I think he's only 24, maybe 25 years old. His latest release, Who Are You? And we heard Gatto's Gift. That one featuring Emmanuel Wilkins on alto sax, Jeremy Corin on piano, Kanoa Mendenhall on bass, and Jeremy Dutton on drums. Before that, we heard another new release from Chris Potter, a multi-instrumentalist and reed player, from his album, There Is a Tide. This one was recorded at the height of the pandemic in May of this year, and Chris Potter decided to produce an album that was a solo album with Chris Potter playing all the instruments on that one. Not only flutes and sax, but piano, bass, and drums as well. And we started out that set with Allison Neal, a alto sax player. She says she is heavily influenced by the West Coast jazz scene, reed players like Art Pepper and Paul Desmond, and that's where she gets her influence from. I hadn't heard of her, but apparently she's got 4 albums out and is quite popular in the UK jazz scene, even though she was born in Seattle. And this album features, besides Allison Neal on alto sax, features Peter Bernstein on guitar, Dave Green on bass, and Steve Brown on drums. Next up, one of our favorite Hartford musicians. His name is Warren Bird, and he released an album this year entitled Truth Raised Twice, and it is actually a re-release of an album that he did back in 2000. That's 20 years ago, but still sounds fresh. I like this composition of his. It's entitled Smiling in the Dark. This is Warren Bird. Warren Bird from Truth Raised Twice, we heard Smiling in the Dark. That'll about do it for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. My name's Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Let's finish out this show with something from Stan Getz from an album entitled West Coast Jazz, recorded back in 1950. We're going to hear his version of Dizzy Gillespie's Night in Tunisia. Thanks for listening, folks. Thank you.